Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Perry School Superintendent Lynn Eubin here to recap the school board meeting. Lynn, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for asking me.
All right, so the band and choir next spring, a year from now, is going to take a trip to St. Louis.
Well, you know, if you know Jen and Brandon, they're planners.
Yep.
You know, and they always have something they're planning for the kids, which is a good thing.
For sure.
They're go-getters. There's no question. But as they were planning, they really need to know that it's okay. So they needed to come to the board this early. And if the board approved it, then they could go out and start planning and, you know, getting in on the pricing. And the,
right.
So that's why they came this early. So the board approved that. And obviously then they'll be doing fundraising and working on that. But that gives them the go ahead because the board needs to approve out of state trips. So, you know, I think it'll be fun. And it sounds like an interesting thing. But that's why it came so early when it's the spring of 18.
Sure.
So.
All right, an elementary fundraiser was then approved, and again, looks like they're going to get some money to help reward students.
Yeah, they have PBIS, or Positive Behavior and Intervention and Supports. So they use some of those funds for that, but they also used it for a curriculum. They might get extra math curriculum. Some years it's reading curriculum, just extra. It isn't, doesn't mean they aren't provided with, but it's always fun to have more or extra. You can never have enough,
right,
when it comes to reading and math and the needs of all students. So typically we have, you know, the large fundraising list that comes to the board once a year, so we don't have very many for obvious reasons,
right,
throughout the year. But this was something that did not get on the list, and so therefore they came to the board and asked for permission to do that. So,
gotcha. There was then a couple applications that have to do with funding things for the Woodward Day School and Grandwood, and let's talk about, I guess, that relationship that the district has.
The Woodward Day School would be, that can be special ed and regular ed students that need maybe a more restricted environment. And they've probably kids who have been at school here and it just hasn't been successful for them. And so, you know, we're lucky to have that so close, the Woodward Day School. But now we can go to the SBRC, which is the School Budget Review Committee, excuse me, and they can ask for some administrative costs for that program. And so then we have to approve that, or the districts that send kids there have to approve the administrative costs. And we do have 7 students who attend the day school. So we approve the administrative costs for Woodward Day School. And then later on, which is kind of confusing, we approve similar costs for Grandwood. And Grandwood is the special education school, which is different than the Woodward Day School.
Sure.
And we do have students, 4 students who attend. And that program would be maybe not necessarily more restrictive, but kids who have more needs would be, their needs could be met at Grandwood. And they're very good about sending out newsletters. And I know I just got a newsletter from them and pictures of our kids who go there, because I do like to keep track of our kids no matter where they are. And it looks like they're being very successful in those programs. So, you know, it is an expense to send kids to a different school. But, you know, I reminded staff, too, that, you know, I've been in many districts that didn't have anything like that very close. You know, we were lucky if there was something within 2 hours, you know, or 3 hours. So for us to be able to take advantage of that programming, you know, we'll do the best we can with all our kids, and we take all our kids, and we want all our kids.
Right.
That's not it. But every once in a while, you know, if you're just not sure you're able to meet their needs, you do have a special education facility, and it's close. So that has been successful for some of our kids. So we went ahead and approved administrative costs for Grandwood and for Woodward Day School.
Gotcha. All right. There was then a modified supplemental amount application, and this has to do with dropout prevention and a couple different things that the district does to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, and they're kind of separate but together, at risk and dropout. And we sometimes use those words simultaneously. But they are kind of two separate funding sources. But we do, with at risk and dropout, have fund counselors, and not all. Typically not 100% of all of these positions, but we'll fund some counselors. We have some at-risk prevention staff members, you know, maybe some paras in the building. We have our alternative school program. It doesn't, most of it is salaries, but it also will fund some curriculum She talked about Edgenuity was one of the pieces of curriculum. And that's a computer curriculum for all subjects.
Okay.
For kids in the alternative room to come in and catch up, or, you know, to get the credits they need on particular any particular subject. So, you know, we have, you know, you talk about at-risk dropout prevention. Really, it can start at the elementary level. And I know Tammy listed some of the descriptors. You know, it can start with attendance.
Right.
It can be one piece. The students have to have at least two pieces of the four. But it can start, you know, if you have trouble attending school at an early age, you know, and you want to, you know, put that out 10 years,
right.
You know, you just never know. So obviously there are some things at the elementary that the counselors are aware of and, you know, kind of get on that and help the kids with those pieces right away. So that they are not future dropouts. So we do have quite a program for our at-risk kids. I know high school talked about study table, and, you know, we do have kids who need help. We have kids who, you know, nowadays not everyone goes home and their mom's at home and bake cookies, and then I sit down and have milk and do my homework. I mean, it's just a whole different world.
Sure.
And, you know, everybody's busy and everybody's working hard to make ends meet. And so, you know, we want to be there for the kids and provide those extra resources. So it is important to us.
Well, and it sounds like Perry's numbers are really good. You know, they continue to go down and they're below state average. So that's obviously a plus.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, our population is more diverse. We have a great group of kids and a great population of kids and a great community. But it is a little different, and different cultures are different at different times. So, you know, it's good that we have a lower dropout rate. It's understandable sometimes, because sometimes I'll look at the figures over years and it could be two kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, that puts you up here, because, you know, it isn't a large number.
Sure.
So sometimes you know, it can be this many and you're here, and then two more, you know, and sometimes there's extenuating circumstances. But we are happy with the numbers, and I know we have a lot of people working hard.
Very good. All right. Then there was personnel changes, which is, you know, kind of typical, but it sounds like there's at least one more person taking advantage of early retirement as that opportunity, I guess, the window kind of closes.
Yeah, I believe the end date is the 15th of January. We did offer early retirement to staff, and that is something that districts aren't doing as much of anymore. And so when, you know, when we can, we will. I don't necessarily see us being able to do that. Typically, we can't do it every year,
mm-hmm.
And we may not be able to, you know, you just don't know financially. Maybe you can't do it again, or maybe you can do it in three or four, or maybe, you know, it just depends. Some districts don't do it,
mm-hmm.
but might once every 10 years and have more of an incentive than any of ours. Do you know what I mean? A larger
sure.
one. I think I told you before, I was at a district where the other district was losing its high school. So there was quite an incentive,
mm-hmm.
because all those teachers wouldn't have a job. So there was, for obvious reasons, a large incentive so some of those could come over to where the high school was going to be. But, you know, we feel we have people who have been here quite a while, and if possible, we like to do that. But that all depends on school budgets, management fund, cash reserve, unspent balance. You know, I have to look at all those pieces
sure.
and see if you're able to do that. So, you know, it isn't something that you can really count on, but, you know, for us, if we're able to do that, the district does like to do that for its staff members.
Sure. All right, Lynn, there's lots going on as always. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, just that we did purchase a school bus. We had that at the meeting.
Yep.
And the reason I brought that up, we do try to purchase a school bus every year. We're not necessarily, can you do that?
Right.
But since we had just passed that voter physical plant and equipment levy, and, you know, we reminded our voters that sometimes is our biggest piece. And so if that garners, you know, $323,000 to $325,000 a year, and our bus is $101,222, you can see where that gets taken out of there right away. But, you know, busing is obviously very important. And the other thing I just wanted to mention, as we look at the weather, I do go online right away, and it's quick.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I do is School Messenger, and I believe you're on that list. And so that is kind of an automated call. They can go on KDLS and check. So everything's on pretty quickly. And, you know, we do the best we can with that. Troy Griffith is our transportation director. He does a great job. He lives in the country. He gets out early and drives around and checks it out, and then we start our conversations and see if I need to go out to a different direction. So, you know, just to remind people to, you know, make sure they listen.
Absolutely. That's today's Peary Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. We'll be back more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.